The parking issue led to lots of letters and messages to the Evening News. We will start with some of the quick reactions to the new Operation Chetty. As usual, some of the correspondents have very strange names. Juggling with Eggs wrote, "As a mum of young twins, being forced to take my narrow double buggy onto the road because it was impossible to get past cars parked on the pavement, was a daily occurrence in Norwich. Welcome the efforts by the police and local council to improve the situation, but talking to drivers, I think we need a wider public information." Big Vern wrote in from Germany. "Here in Germany, we have the Ordnungsamt, the Office of Good Order. They deal with bad parking, and they are very enthusiastic about it because the amount of revenue raised by the fines is substantial." Holy Driller is shocked at the blocking of paths and junctions. "Our estate is almost blocked in most nights by cars parked on and across the junctions. Despite many complaints, nothing ever gets done. Not a single ticket is ever issued." He said Watt Smith thought blocking of pavements was illegal. "I thought it was against the law to park on a footpath. Go down any terrace road in Norwich and you will see dozens doing it, some blocking the path entirely. Fine them all, using the traffic wardens, and lower my council tax." Karen from NR2 thinks cars should slow down as well as park legally. "We have all sorts of cars parking on pavements in NR2 and I fully support the police for what they're doing. We would also like to see 20 miles an hour limits introduced. Some cars seem like they are doing 50 miles an hour along some roads in the area."
Paul Milner of Sheringham noted that it is not only drivers who need to follow the rules. "Cyclists might bemoan the fact that other road users, including pedestrians, would like to see bicycling activities regulated. But why not? There are cases of cyclists jumping red traffic lights, riding the wrong way up one-way streets, riding on footpaths, riding furiously with no regard for others, and the big one, with dark evenings arriving very soon, riding with no lights. All with impunity and because they think the rules don't apply to them. These cyclists may be in a minority, but they exist and are a danger to others as well as themselves. It's the same for other road users. Those who ignore the rules of the road are in a minority, but that doesn't mean they're allowed to get away with it. Surely any responsible cyclist who thinks having their bike registered, carrying insurance and obeying the highway code, including the use of lights, is a waste of time, cannot be deemed to be a responsible cyclist. Incidentally, it's time to clamp down on those unregulated electric scooters before they cause a multiple crash."
John Peacock of Eton warmly welcomes Operation Chatty and is particularly aware of the importance of this to the blind. "In the absence of the local police taking the issue of pavement parking seriously, Liam Calvert of Car Free Norwich should be applauded for his efforts in helping to launch Operation Chatty. Mums with buggies and pushchairs, the disabled, particularly the blind, the elderly and infirm, who find their right of way blocked by inconsiderate and selfish parking and are then forced onto the road, put themselves at considerable and unnecessary risk and should not be treated as second-class citizens and a low priority. The attitude of some police forces across the UK on this important issue would certainly explain why it has taken so many years to make any serious headway into tackling such a long-running problem that continues to be fueled by an egocentric car culture that has little regard for the more vulnerable members of society."
We'll finish this section with two letters about Norwich City. The first is from Brian Winchester, who thinks the Norwich striker who scored two goals deserves promotion. He says, "Just a thought, If the Norwich City striker Josh Sargent continues in his current form for scoring goals, will he be promoted to lieutenant?
The second football letter was from Malcolm Goodson in Cringleford, who is worried about the location of the Carrow Road family enclosure. Norwich City Football Club has taken a sensible step to bar children under 2 years of age on health and safety grounds. Quote, academic research regarding the impact of noise on infant hearing. Perhaps they will also review the lack of safety for all children in the family enclosure, particularly the most dangerous part of the ground. At the Burnley match last season, the warm-up kick-on at the River End saw a barrage of shots aimed at the uprights of the practice goal, many of which ended in the lower section of the River End stand, closely missing young children who were at that time not paying attention to what was happening on the pitch. The same situation accrued at the Birmingham City match last week. Whilst there is no temporary safety net either side of the uprights, it is only a matter of time before a child is injured. It doesn't need academic research to confirm the obvious. Perhaps Norwich City Football Club will either provide temporary nets either side of the uprights or move the family enclosure to a safer part of the ground.